Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
I almost feel like saying, hallelujah, I feel good. I really do feel good. It's a blessing to, just to brief, someone said, we were talking this morning, someone said, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you reach up and if you don't feel dirt, you know, it's a beautiful opportunity for another shot at whatever it is that you are called to do. And so I'm called to be here right now and in this moment on this Thursday, March 17th, also known as St. Patrick's Day, with beautiful family and anyone else who's joining in and willing to hear. And I am really feeling good. I'm feeling healthy. I'm breathing. I'm able to move in my body. I'm grateful for so many things. And I'm very much grateful for the path of XPR, what I'm experiencing, what I'm learning about myself, and how it's teaching me to go deeper and deeper into the inquiry of myself that I might surrender. So that's what's pouring from me right now. And welcome to the newest scenes. My name is Emilio, and I am just one of the hosts for this Thursday evening segment of the newest scenes. I'm joined by my brother and sister and other members of the family. And so we'll just jump right in and check in. Maha, how are you feeling this evening? And what's the feeling? What's happening with you?
Oh, no complaints. And I'm feeling good. I really more and more appreciate that song. So, you know, I am feeling green, clearly green and clear green on St. Patrick's. And what I mean by that is I'm feeling like centered in the rainbow. So that's the way it feels.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Michael, how are you feeling? What's happening with you?
Hey, Emilio, Maha. It's great to be with everybody. My feeling word I spoke earlier before the call is clairsentient. And the backdrop for that, for a number of years, I quit corporate America and did holistic healing, you know, laid my hands on people. And there was this feeling of energy that came over me, came through me, whenever I shared sacred space. And it feels sort of like a vibration that opens up my head and opens up my heart. So when I say clairsentient, that's what I feel, a very deep connection to being and to being alive.
Amazing. It's you bring back an experience that I had with a group that I was with once before, and I just got this picture of the Kundalini rising, and I'm saying, put your hand over top of your head and see if you feel air, and you can feel it. And it's interesting when you say, you know, you hit the head just opening up. And so it's awesome to have you with us too, brother. And I believe we may have Arena. Are you able to speak and weigh in? How are you doing this evening?
I am able to speak and weigh in. Hello. I'm sitting in front of my computer. I thought today was Wednesday, so happy St. Patrick's Day to me because I was in another day.
That's all right. That's
right. So yeah, I feel like I'm in a bit of a vortex right now. So it's a kind of an amazing experience to feeling myself transiting And I'm okay, you know. So there it is. Good to be here.
Awesome. Beautiful. And area code 719. Is that you, Nancy? And would you want to speak and say?
Yep. You guessed it. Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
My word would be grateful. My word would be grateful. I'm grateful for my life and I'm grateful to be here.
Awesome. Well, it's good to be with all of you. Were you going to say something else, Nancy? I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, what? I thought maybe you had something else to say. Were you done?
I'm sorry. That's pretty much it. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, just welcome being here and joining in. And
thanks.
So I trust that people would have gotten a recent copy of the book, the e-book. So if you have not and you're listening to the archive, this would be a great place to hit pause, go to the, is it empoweringnow.com or thenewestscenes.com, look at the blog section, and there's a link on there to download a copy of the e-book. But it has been updated. You'll hear more about that as we talk about The Word is Alive. It's a living piece of work. It is us, and which is understanding, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. So that changes and transforms. And just want to alert you to that as a possibility, and that's what's happening. So we are the newest things. Welcome. We're a gathering of ordinary people practicing deep introspection as a way to come to know ourselves and solve everyday problems. Our inquiry is based on the idea that the word is alive and that language is where our power lives. Communication is not what is said and done, but the result of what is said and done. By joining in, engaging, and coming back, we increasingly benefit from the distilled essence of an ultimate method of inquiry. Known as the path of XPR, that inquiry is radical as it is based on sacred geometry. Each time we participate and honestly engage in this learning, the cosmos rejoices. Each time we participate in a meeting, we renew the understanding that there is only one of us. We thereby increase our capacity to love what is and to sustain the sense of enough. Thereby, that's how we do it. We thereby increase our capacity to love what is and to sustain the sense of enough. And I was reading from page 3 of the newest scene, so that's where that's coming from. And let me check in. What touches any of you from that reading, the intro to the newest scenes, differently, or did you hear or feel anything different this evening?
Hey, this is Michael. I'm tuning in on the word ordinary, and it drove me to dictionary.com. And, you know, there's something really awesome about being ordinary. And if I look at the number of definitions for this word, there's a bunch of them. But among those definitions, number 10 and number 11, number 12, they speak to essentially an order or a form of divine service. A member of the clergy appointed to prepare condemned prisoners for death, a bishop, or other ecclesiastical. So, I mean, if you look at it, the ordinary, at least in that context, is to prepare me to die. And what a beautiful idea, you know, to prepare for a death well died. And by that I mean the ego, dying to the ego. And there's something very ordinary about that. I'm really touched by that beauty and the order in the ordinariness.
Amen.
This is Brandon. Picking up where Michael left off, I see the word ordain in that description of ordinary. And it helps me understand that
exactly.
that we are being ordained the more we come together, we ordain ourselves.
Yeah, and what other form of ordaining can there possibly be? If I don't ordain myself, does it even matter what you or church or religion says about me if I'm not self-ordained? God, that's awesome.
Yeah. I make me my priest.
Yeah. How about
awesome.
You, Maha? Anything from you?
The word radical touched me today. You know, I'm walking in nature and I see the weeds. And it makes me think of how deep they go, how deep the root can go, and how it is that there is something about going that deep that is at once very scary, and yet is the source of my ordination and of my ability to die to who I think I am, and therefore come as a brother and sister of humanity. And what touches me with XBR is how deep the rabbit hole goes. And so I find myself surprised by this depth, and also very grateful because without it, I would not be able to understand myself as one of us. I wouldn't even touch the ordinariness of which we are speaking. So that's my green day today. What can I say? You know,
Yes.
And I do have a connection to Patrick, as both my parents were absolutely primary about my being a boy, and the name that they had for me was Patrick. Of course, they had to adapt their listening, but each time I come to St. Patrick's Day, it just leads me back to the green center of the rainbow. So that is that.
Well, it's awesome to be with you all and to hear what is a grounding. So if people are just walking into this evening and a sense of every show just starts off with a grounding of sort in terms of checking in with how we're feeling, what's resonating, what's coming up new, what we're feeling, and just sharing. And it's it brings us to that grounding that you're talking about, Maha, that a sense that deep, how deep the root can grow, but we need to be grounded in order to even spread into that. So that's one part. And the piece that y'all are talking about, the ordination and everyday problems, is something that I was focused on, that it's not like saving and answering all the cures of the world and all the troubles of the world. We need to, as a group of ordinary people, ordained to go deep into the roots, to practice deep introspection and solve everyday problems. Just these little pathologies that, I mean, just, you know, and I come to a place where there was a quote, I believe it was the Christ who said, if you're faithful in that which is least, you'll be faithful in that which is much. So if I can get a handle and inquire into the everyday problems, the simplicity of the little things, and be faithful in those, I can be faithful in that which is much. And so that brings us into tonight's dialogue and discussion. And, you know, I've just been thinking about this because last last week was really powerful. It's actually wasn't even a week ago. It was Sunday, where we looked at the beginning of geometry and beginning to look at how we, the problem is how we split from our language, which is where we split from our power, which is the language. And when we know what to do, we just don't do it. We say one thing and see or do another. And how the solution lies in this sacred geometry that we talk about. And so last week that brought us to a place as we talk about the solution. And I believe Maha said something like, anything that I don't understand could be understood in six stages, as we talk about 6 days of creation. That brings me to the seventh day, the Shabbat, the day of rest, the center of creativity, where it's not any longer coming from me, but through me. I'm no longer the doer. I'm just literally being done. And that takes deep inquiry and understanding the stages. And so when I began with, wow, it's just really awesome and a pleasurable gift to be able to experience XDR in that way, that I can begin to dig deeper and deeper and understand the everyday situations that I go through and the pathologies that prevent a letting go. That brings us up to tonight, to really tie the simplicity discussion in around inquiry and surrender, and then really make it as practical as possible in terms of what it is we actually do and how we work with this tool that we are all excited about and we talk about. So I think that's where we're headed tonight. And then the title of tonight is God is a Geometer. As I was meditating on this throughout the day, and I know we're going to talk about the geometry and the measure of the earth, but a passage came to me out of Psalms 24. And the first verse in there says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I was like, wow, okay, so we're talking about geometry and the measurement and the fullness thereof. And then I happened to look at it. It was Psalm 24, and 2 and the 4 equals 6. And it had a perfect 10 verses to it. And I was like, okay, so that's not a coincidence, because there aren't no coincidences. And then it caused me to look up the word coincidence, which is a situation in which events happen at the same time in a way that's not planned or expected. We always talk about there are no coincidences. So all of this is just really perfect. So this evening, just as a set into where we're headed, is a perfect opportunity to look at the tool that we talk about using and how that breaks down over the 6 days. And so I'll stop there, see what you all have to add or say, and then it would be lovely to have someone bring the newsletter into the recording. But what's your sense? What are you hearing, feeling, or what else would you comment?
We did have a great time this past Sunday, indeed. And it's to have some form of inquiry, to just touch again on our introduction, that is allowing us to simply go to the root of whatever our core belief may be. And when we do, when we embrace it that fully, then it dissolves. That is a gift, and that is really what we're celebrating together and what I'm so grateful to celebrate with you. Mm-hmm. And you, and you, yeah. And you, and you.
And you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is Michael. Yeah, I mean, just tying all of the bow, or tying together this topic of sacred geometry. You know, it seems obtuse or weird to have, at least it did for me for a long time, it seemed weird to have a form of inquiry that was based upon sacred geometry. You know, it seems like I would be studying this woo-woo shape and then wait for the gods to speak to me and then click on my feet three times together and boom, I've got the solution. I mean, it's not like that at all. What I increasingly hear about sacred geometry and the reason for the feel of its sacredness is really simple. As above, so below. Symmetry is the exact reflections that give something absolute beauty, the symmetry. And I know you guys spoke about that last week, and we've talked about it many times, but the conciseness of understanding symmetry really is the call, and the vision of communication being symmetrical is what the new Essenes are really about. How can my communication line up?
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Verena, are you open to reading the newsletter? It is a beautiful written piece. Thank you, Maha, for sharing that.
Yep.
Verena, are you able to read that?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, hold on. All right. God is a... Are all the letters in place?
Geometer. Depending on which newsletter you look at, yes, all the letters are in place.
Okay. Ah, the living word is so rich. We never know when we will receive a novel piece of understanding that will shift our perception of reality all at once. The word comes, does its magic thing, it makes sense, and we get to change our mind. That delicious flexibility of adopting a new way to look at it is no less than the innocence of a child. It is what heals. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fresh perspectives, the newest scenes are beaming with them. We particularly enjoy recycling old assumptions, the biggest one of them being, quote, religion, end quote, and granting them back their oomph. The idea, for example, that God is a geometer. Very probably the Greeks stumbled on it first. Yet what does that mean, and how could such knowledge help me change my mind? Let's imagine for a moment that you have a limiting belief such as, quote, no matter what I do, I can never be successful, end quote. Just like you, we know such despair. Just like you, we are looking for a different kind of thinking by which to solve this painful creation. To do so, we will need a tool of inquiry we can trust, something so ultimate that once we hit it, and it may take the willingness to fail, we know we did so beyond any doubts. We then come into the truth that sets us free. This is where the words of Scripture, as well as the words of my script, shift from translation into transmission. Therein is a form of synchronicity and a kind of symmetry that allows energy to quicken energy. It is as real as the measure of the earth, a giant force known as sacred geometry. Within the beauty of the shapes, the spirit of balance lives and the sound of harmony. Now that we derived a practical way to receive its majesty, we simply play at it until we can feel that each failure to bring it forth fuels the tremendous joy to see it succeed from within.
Mm-hmm.
And we sum it up with, join us in exploring the possibility that geometry is here to facilitate the end of suffering and the emergence of pure awareness.
Yep. So anything in particular as reading touch you this evening?
Well, that in an instant, a new understanding can come through. And in that moment, everything really is different. So yes, I've had that experience recently. You know, looking for work, looking for work, looking for work. And then a day comes when the interview flows. And then a day later, I get an offer. And 4 days later, I'm filling out all kinds of paperwork and going to start in another week. And it's just mesmerizing just to see how it shifts my perspective 360. As I'm beginning to believe this is real, this is really happening, this is not an error, this is not Hollywood, this is the real deal. And I'm just
I love it,
learning to dance with it, like, oh my God. Yeah, there we go, oh my God. So not magical thinking anymore, which I used to
hear
do a
the
lot
joy.
Of
yeah. I can hear so much joy in between the words, Verena. Golly,
yeah.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it didn't just happen by clicking my heels, because I used to think maybe it would happen that way, and of course it never did. Oh. Cool.
It's almost
beautiful.
Like you're bringing to, it's almost like you're bringing to life the middle paragraph. So let's imagine for a moment that you had a limiting belief, such as no matter what you did, you could not be successful. And so that would imply then that through the inquiry, that belief is no longer limiting, and there's something that shifted. And that's amazing. And like Michael was saying, it's just, wow, when we then come into the truth that sets us free, and I can hear the joy. Also, amen.
Well, awesome. And to be very practical, to your point, Emilio, this did take time for me to slowly uncover what my beliefs, my limiting beliefs were. Like, I'm not going to take a job that's, you know, more than 30 minutes away commute. I'm not going to take a job that's going to, you know, be such and such out. I'm not, you know, I had all these limiting beliefs, and surprise, surprise, of course, you know, these so-called jobs didn't come through because I was limiting myself in all areas, and I didn't know until I started uncovering that.
As Maha would say,
Well, I think it ties beautifully in that section, which is the solution. How effective would you be if you could abide in a mind at peace? So what you practically did was to acknowledge that there was a problem. I can't pay my bills. See that there was a solution. Yeah, I know what to do. I am to find a job, but I just don't want it. And then peel, go to the root each time. Taking one more dimension of one more weed out of your garden. You know, one more yes, but that each time you would come to understand, leading you to more and more peace. And through this mosaic, you got to really understand. And I'm going through basically the whole solution section now. So there was a mosaic by which you could increasingly store the energy of your own being, of your own truth, and not lose it. And it went to going through many times to the 6 days of creation that says, no matter what I do, I can't support myself. And then we're arriving naturally to look at page 22, which is, all right, so what are the characteristics of this ultimate tool, the created six, that makes it so radical? How is it pattern, as Michael pointed out, to an ultimate symmetry by which that which is above becomes that which is below, and that which is below reflects that which is above, so that there would not be a split in a, in the Lord's Prayer words, it's spoken as may the will on earth be as it is in the heaven, be it done in the same way. So that's what we're about to look at now, which is page 22.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I want to welcome Gail.
What a segue.
I believe it's Gail, Hawaii. Yep. Hey, it's Gail, Hawaii. I want to welcome in the chat room, and feel free to join in the conversation and dial in if you want. And it is an awesome segue, Serena. And Maha, since you are there, and Nancy, how does this reflect to you? Before I'm going to ask Maha a question, but Nancy, how does this relate to you? Any comments or thoughts? Anything resonating with you from what Rena's talking about, how this is fitting for her? All right, you may be on mute, but Maha, then, as we talked about the ultimate two, it was a beautiful segue. So could you begin and introduce this particular page, and then we'll go from there within the ultimate
Certainly.
Two?
Certainly. I would be, I'm honored, and I obviously love talking about this technology, so it nourishes me. So the first thing I see is a table that has seven columns and four rows. And I see that there's like two sets of colors. The first three lines have one color scheme, which happens to be the exact same one than the one we explored last Sunday on page 21. And then the order of below has a different color scheme. I also noticed that the number of above goes from left to right, moving from 1 to 6 linearly, whereas below starts in 1 in the exact same place. Then it jumps all the way to the right with 2 and goes backwards to land into 6. I also see that the first line is called Before Creation. So before creation, the place where everything and nothing existed, the place where language existed as a potential. One language. And then day one, day two, day three, until the sixth day. And then the ultimate tool, starting with practical. Then when I look below, it says, I read, this is where the reality of, quote, God is a geometer, end quote, starts resonating. To feeling how the 6 days of these curious cells of colors, letters, and numbers make up an ultimate tool. So if wondering how that is a geometry, then the only thing that I need to do is to just refer to the previous page that reveals how before creation, and then the 6 days of creation, present a series of spheres which completes in 6 days as a geometry known as the seed of life. So you could say that this is a flattened geometry, a one-dimensional geometry. And I'm going to start with practical, and then maybe each of us could read a specific quality of this tool. So, indeed, what touches me the most about this tool is its practicality. And it ties back to what we read on page on page one, the ordinary people practicing this introspection as a way to solve everyday problems. And that, you know, it's like the purpose of this tool is not to get lost into the equation that, although they may be very brilliant, are still a game, an intellectual game. This, the purpose of it is to come with practical solution to ordinary problems. I can't find a job or support myself. That is as much an ordinary problem as it can get. So the tool itself is practical because in a minimum amount of space, there is a maximum amount of information. So the format has the capacity to store a staggering amount of information by organizing keywords within six cells as the six quote-unquote days or perspectives by which any concept is created. So, should you wonder about what those six perspectives are, be they of ignorance or of knowledge, then you may simply refer to the entry page, page four, that gives you the 6 days of ignorance and the 6 days of knowledge, and then apply that. So when my voice is practical, then, you know, it goes back to what we once saw of Krishnamurti that says, when enlightened, the only communication left is please pass me the salt. That's ultimately practical. So this is a shortcut to the practicality that is the essence of mysticism. Opposite to being airy-fairy, it is grounded in ordinariness and on earth. So who wants to do sensible and or comment on practicality?
I'll do sensible, but I did want to comment on practicality. The point that is so relevant out of this is the idea of a staggering amount. And the color code that you walked through, Maha, at the top of this page, and the more I've become to recognize the six aspects of myself, my voice, my spirit, my heart, my body, my soul, my mind, and to be able to relate to them in their sixfold essence, the more the concepts of dream and waking are applicable to so many very practical areas of life. And I just did a quick calculation of all of the fractals that you've been receiving over the years, and we've been working and editing together as a community. And I counted 240 fractals.
Wow.
That's 240 pairs of roughly in that neighborhood, 240 words, concepts that connect this vast field of consciousness and an understanding that follows a very primal pattern. And when I can recognize that breadth of organization and how it applies to everything from business to spirituality to leadership to mysticism to religion to science, It does become a new way to relate to the vastness of the concepts that are practically organized.
Yeah, and Michael,
sensible. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what you're saying, I mean, I just as a caveat for me, even as we go through these pages and six that comes up, and we've talked about six, the perfect number, the first perfect number, and how that fits in the 6 days of creation, and but if you were to look at page six, for example, when we it gives an outline just of how the book is broken down and tie it to everything. The practical, the salute, the problem is practical. We talk, bring it in. The solution is sensible. The lost symbol, evolutionary. The path of XPR is liberating. The movement, the empowering out is the movement. The found paradise is about, I'm just looking at it, so it ties me back. It's like a dance going back and forth and seeing and feeling how it's all alive, that it fits to, fits in. So no matter where I turn, I see that connecting and interconnecting all the time. So I just, it's just beautiful what you both said, but I saw that as well.
There's an order to the chaos. The more I can recognize and allow myself to use this as a tool of inquiry, there's borders to the chaos. Like, no matter how deep in the shadow I am, I know that that's the path to my light. So I appreciate that about the organization theme. So number two, sensible. The spiraling movement of energy known as the seed of life is also known as the Genesis pattern, now the biblical assertion that the world was created in 6 days. Makes sense. Yeah, I can take the abstraction of the creation story, which seems to hold most of humanity bound to the idea that we're fallen and we can't get up, which is out of the second creation story. But now I can hear the first creation story is when I speak primary. My voice resonates without an agenda, and out of that sensible spiraling movement, the energy coalesces, and I no longer have a gap between what I say I want and what I'm empowering in the now. Very sensible.
Judy.
Amen. Brina, you want to take the next?
Certainly. Evolutionary. Since communication is the result of what is said and done, first comes the word or what is said and done, then the world, the result. Thus, prior to the world, it is the word that was created in 6 days, each day being, in fact, a sphere of energy that is a stage of evolution. Now, this is probably one of the biggest concepts that I've gotten through XPR. Complete reverse of what I used to really think. That if I look at what's going on in my world, I have a mirror as to understanding what the words were that I was actually using. And just fascinating. Just like, again, using the example of the job. You know, if my world was showing, you know, a lot of bills and not enough income and not enough, you know, hours working, et cetera, then that is the result of my communication. So I had to look backwards. What was I actually communicating? Not what I said, like, oh, I want a job. But what was I actually communicating? And I was actually communicating that I wanted your pity, and I wanted you to know that I was suffering and I was going to not do well so that you would feel bad for me and I would show you. It was all very convoluted. But I didn't get that. Well, I kept on thinking, you know, the job
that is so
was eluding
big.
Me. Tell me, Michael, what?
Yeah, so that's really big of you, Verena, which is very much in line with evolutionary. I'm reminded of the words of Ken Wilber, in order to include and transcend my prior stages. And that's really the idea. What I hear in your sharing, Verena, is you've always known at some level that you're love and that you're here to manifest the highest format of that, yet your communication somehow, and you knew it, and as you speak it now, I can hear the resonance differently in terms of what you really wanted then compared with what you're empowering now. That's the evolution in your consciousness and in your communication.
Yeah. Awesome. I'll take number four, and then we'll keep on, and then anywhere in here, chime in. Number four is liberating. That realization gives us the possibility to emotionally understand any word, that is, any limiting belief, with such totality that our attachments to that belief are spontaneously diffused. And as to follow along with Verena's line of thinking and awareness and where you are and what you're doing, I mean, I'll give a practical example, too. If the word or the limiting belief that I have is about success, and what is success, or what is failure for that matter, what XDR will do is doing is allowing me to break that word down through the 6 days of what that really means from where it starts to what it ends up to. And so as I get into it, just to use one as an example, success on that fractal, and Michael, you had mentioned this is one of the fractals of the 240 that you were talking about, is I start off in an attempt to please others. And I want to get the worm, and then I move into hiding my tears, and then I flee the valley and I run, or I misuse power, or I climb the ladder. And I'm just to understand what each one of those stages do, it may take me a while to inquire deep to first of all understand to what extent is it that limiting belief has me stuck in a lie and saying yes at the level of a screech voice to just want to please others. That could take me a while until I go deeper and deeper and deeper into that to come to the other end of knowing that I can follow my bliss. But that's the inquiry that I would need to do. And so when we talk about that it's liberating, because it's in understanding that word and my attachment to that that brings me to a place where that is spontaneously diffused in my beliefs. And it can happen instantaneously. It can happen. It may take a week. It may take a month. It may take years to be inquiring so that I can surrender to that. So I use that because that's the liberating aspect that we're talking about here in any particular word. So it doesn't matter whether it's success or judgment or addiction or partnering or suffering or it doesn't matter. Each one of them has six levels and stages of creation. So that's what I would offer for liberating, and that's what I'm experiencing at XPR does.
It's really beautiful, Emilio. I thank you for your testimony. I'd like to build up on it by bringing us back to page 19 that speaks of, it begins when I am not in peace, there's something I do not understand. And basically, when I understand, I am at peace. Even if it is the understanding that I am not in peace, okay, I must understand that to be in peace. And so then it just goes to the two keys of enlightenment that we received, inquiry and surrender, and it ends with the question, you're it. When you do not have the power to choose peace at all times, that is to surrender, might that indicate that your inquiry is not complete? And I'd like to build with that on what you're saying, because, you know, I am so thrilled to see you, Verena, succeed, and you, Emilio, and you, Michael, and all of us come to a fuller expression of our voice. I am actually thrilled to hear my voice right now that is much more balanced, speaking of the green of the rainbow, than it used to be. My voice used to be so screechy. Still is at times, but less and less. So there is a genuine progress an alignment to a cosmic dimension that we can witness in ourselves and in each other. What I'd like to share is just how tremendous the process is to just take myself as a guinea pig of just how much can I sustain peace, and where is it that I can't because I'm missing something, and being sent back to the drawing table time again and again and again and again until one specific fractal would actually be crystal clear. And this process to me is humbling. It is liberating because it is humbling. It is allowing me to befriend my arrogance and to just stay in the soup of my ego till I am done with whatever work it has me do. And that is, you know, it is an extraordinary process that we are doing together each time we edit a fractal together, mm-hmm. but that we are also doing individually when the same story keeps on repeating. No matter what I do, I can't find a job. There is a listening that is not occurring. And that process of being increasingly clear in the listening and staying in the green, that has me at hello. It's like so, so deep and so beautiful. So it helps me to know that I am not here. I'm not doing this work. Amen. It's being done through me, yep. in both directions. I'm not doing the errors that bring me to suffer. I'm not bringing the solution that liberates me. They have been here before creation. My mission, shall I decide to accept it, is to connect to this before place, before I, quote unquote, came as an ego.
Mm.
Yeah. And when I do, Maha, I mean, what I'm hearing out of your sharing, first of all, thank you. Because what you've just done is venerated, instead of resisted, the experience of whatever suffering there is. And out of that, it makes it sacred. And that's really the fifth point here, if I might be so bold to take us to the next one. Is that okay?
Beautiful. Absolutely. Segue, Amelia. As our Verena said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it really does. Instead of resisting the shadow, which every one of us to some degree has been taught as a child, be a big boy, be tough, you know, be a good little girl, the idea of making sacred our pathology to the point until I see it, I can transcend it. It is the integration of our belief systems as sourced in sacred geometry. Once the sixth sphere is drawn, a seventh is revealed as the seed. That seventh sphere is the seventh day, the Hebrew Shabbat, for rest. It is the consciousness that allows for creation to happen through me and not by me, ease and not force. And that's what I hear, Maha, in you, what I hear in Verena's voice, Emilio, me. And as all of us increasingly stay in this radical inquiry, ultimately, we're learning not to be the doer. And that brings such an ordinary and ordained practicality to the voice. You know, it's speaking an honest yes and an honest no is the source of the power that enlivens a movement into what we're saying we want as a civilization. And that must be empowered with a commitment to this level of totality. And if it's not grounded in the sacred, then, I mean, where do we go? At some level, the work being connected to the work of the sacred, to me, is what inspires this movement. It's awesome.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Rena, you want to take the last one?
I'm just mesmerized by the words here. Excuse me. Balance. 6. The order of above renders the first word of the Bible as, quote, in the beginning, end quote, and writes linear time into being. The semi-random order of, quote, be loved, end quote, conveys the less known translation of, quote, created 6, end quote, see page 13. It allows for changing the past and knowing the future in the now. It's really kind of interesting just reading this, because you know my brain is walking through this. Okay, the first line of above goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so this is 6. But when we get to the next part where we go in a different order, it really is a switching of a dial in a very unusual way that really does cast things completely differently. So allowing for changing the past and knowing the future in the now, it just is extremely extraordinary to imagine that this comes through when it's ready to come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's funny how the word that it's, I mean, what I'm feeling in all of us is a feeling of the word and relating to the word as alive, and perhaps a different distinction than we've had as a group. I trust you guys are feeling it as I am tonight. There's a grounding and a synergizing within this context.
Yeah. And as Verena related to on page 13 in these very words in the beginning, it takes us from the balance takes us from this attachment to causality and gradual. I call it a desensitization to pain and suffering, to just take me in there to where it seems normal and natural, as opposed to beloved, where everything is linked, so above, so beloved, to where that's transcended. I'm not locked into that, and it's that inquiry that helps me to understand that. And if I continue to inquire in that linear way, that's the path that I choose, and that path has been inspiring me for so long to come to a place of knowing that, and it really resonates with something that Maha said, even to know that I'm not in peace and to understand that brings me to a place of peace. So it's not like, is it today? It's just knowing that and being able to transcend those limiting beliefs that have kept me trapped into a place of pain and suffering that I needed to be in to come to that place. And so, yeah, that's it really feels very lovely.
Amen. I just feel so blessed. So blessed to have that tool, to share that tool with you, to experience those results with you. You know, it's such a gift of colors and shape and geometry and what a blessing. Feel blessed. That's my parting word.
Yeah. And Maha, I'll go next. My key word tonight is, interestingly, the same as where we began. I do feel clairsentient. I feel myself feeling you and feeling the you that is me and vice versa. I feel a deep sense of community in the word tonight, and very grateful to share and to be part of the sharing.
Amen. Uh,
This is Brynn. I'm also really very grateful to be a guinea pig. I keep coming back, right? And the more we come back, the more will be revealed. And really to experience, you know, what I've just experienced just in the last 2 days with my work life, to see that, oh my gosh, getting a position with a gigantic corporation and having it, instantly I got to see the reservation I had all these years of working for the corporation, because that was considered the bad guy when I was growing up. And I had to grow past that, and I didn't even know it was in the way until it wasn't in the way. And then I could go, oh, that's what it was. And then it simply vanished.
Amen. What a blessing. And grateful. Nancy, if you want to come off mute, anything you want to share, Nancy? Maybe Nancy's not there. I would just say, you know, whether what resonates with me also is, you know, each time, it's just like what we were saying in the beginning, in the greeting. Each time we get together, whether it's one word, one world, one fractal, one page, clarity comes, and there's a consistent transcending if I just stick around, because it just one word, one world, one fractal, one page. It doesn't really matter. We start where we start is a deepening of the inquiry. So it's just really nice to be able to do that together. Speaking of this, so that's where I'm feeling good, and I'm leaving with that. Just that very page that we started off with. Each time we get together, the cosmos rejoices. Each time. And speaking of which, there's something that we do once a month, so often, and we apply this whole lens, this filter, this tool, this ultimate tool, to a particular movie to see the beauty and the creation and the art that comes through other venues and other vehicles and expressions like a movie. So I believe it's this coming Sunday there'll be that opportunity to do a movie or to talk about a movie. And certainly it's an open function to anyone that's listening in. And that movie is it the experiment? And is that listed on the website, Michael, on Empower Now and on the newest scenes? Is that listed anywhere?
No, it's not. But if someone's on the email list, we'll send out one as part of our email reminders, but it's actually this Friday, if I'm not mistaken, and not Sunday, right?
Yeah, this Friday. I'm sorry.
Friday the 25th. Not this Friday, but the one after this Friday.
Okay.
Yeah,
Friday
and it's called The Experimenter. Say that again, Verena.
It's called The Experimenter. Experimenter.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Yep. And that's streaming on Netflix. So it's just an open opportunity. If you get the newsletter, you know, or send an email to one of us, and if you want more information on it, but you're certainly more than welcome to join us. But we just recommend that you look at the movie beforehand. If not, listen to the dialogue and then look at the movie. But it's just another way to see how we apply this ultimate tool to something else, because it's applied to everything. So if we were to talk about dieting, it would be applied to that. If we were to talk about anything, it's one word. It just keep coming. So I'm repeating myself. It's been a blessing and a pleasure being with y'all. This has been fun. Anything else that needs to be said before we close out this evening? Anybody?
Birds flying high. You know how I feel.
Thank you, Emilio.
Amen. Thank you,
Emilio.
Oh, it's been a blast. Good night, everyone.
Shine high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky.
You
know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
a new day.
It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.
New life for me.
And I'm feeling,
good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good night,
family.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.